This year began with news of the explosion at the Sago coal mine in West Virginia, which killed 12 miners. Since then, 33 other coal miners have died in the U.S., making this the deadliest year in the industry since 1995. And an investigative report this week in the Charleston Gazette shows that nearly 90% of mine deaths over the last decade could have been avoided if existing regulations were followed. Ken Ward wrote the report, which starts with the story of Bud Morris, killed in Harlan County, Kentucky, in 2005.
Well, Bud Morris ran what they call a scoop. It's essentially a coal car, and he was dumping a load out of that car into a bin, and another miner was running another similar piece of equipment that happened to be overloaded, so that there was he couldn't see Bud Morris, and he ran into Bud Morris and cut both of Bud's legs off, and Bud bled to death because no one working in the mine that day knew how to put a tourniquet on his legs.
Now, were there specific regulations or rules that were violated in that accident?
Well, there were two things. One, the coal car that ran into Bud Morris had been kind of jerry-rigged with some sideboards so it could carry more coal. And those sideboards allow the coal to be piled a foot taller than where the driver of the equipment was sitting, so he couldn't see what was, you know, where he was going. And also, the mines are required to have trained medical personnel, and one of the people working on the shift with Bud Morris had been listed as a trained medical personnel when actually he had never received the training, so there was really nothing he could do to help Bud.
Did you find patterns as you looked over these safety records of the kinds of regulations that are being ignored, and did you find that they're being ignored by mine managers or by the workers themselves or both?
Well, what I looked at was the reports from the Mine Safety and Health Administration from the last 10 years, 320 coal miners and some 297 individual accidents. And I found a number of really kind of troubling trends. First, in 27% of the deaths, the mine operators hadn't maintained mining equipment in a safe condition. In something like 23%, they hadn't performed appropriate safety examinations to make sure that there were no problems. In one-fifth of those deaths, they had violated some approved safety plan, like a mine ventilation plan or a roof control plan. And in one-fifth of those accidents, the mine operators hadn't properly trained their workers.
What did you find out about the role of MSHA, the Mine Safety and Health Administration, who would be imposing fines when they find that the industry's at fault?
Well, one of the things that I found was that MSHA has fined operators a fairly substantial amount of money, something like $14 million in miners' deaths over the last 10 years. But the agency has only collected about one-fourth of that, and that's because fines are reduced by judges or companies appeal those fines, and MSHA settles the cases to avoid litigation. And in some cases, MSHA doesn't issue any fines at all. And if you look at all 320 miners' deaths over the last 10 years, the median amount that has been paid for each of those 320 deaths is $250.
Would folks in the coal mining industry say, look, this is inherently dangerous work, not everything is preventable, and accidents happen that we could never have predicted?
They certainly do say that. In the case of the Sago disaster, that has certainly been the story that International Coal Group, the owner of that mine, has tried to spread. The theory there at Sago is that lightning caused this explosion, and that's what killed those miners. But as a matter of fact, that mine had a number of electrical violations that had never been fixed that could have played a role in that lightning causing that explosion. And at the same time, there were a series of explosions caused by lightning at coal mines in Alabama and West Virginia that hinted that this was a problem that someone needed to look at. And one of the things I really kind of set out to do with these stories was to address the very issue you bring up. And as a matter of fact, in 88%, almost 9 out of 10 of the deaths that I looked at, there were violations that caused the death. And had those violations not occurred, the deaths wouldn't have occurred. So it's saying accidents will happen is a nice sounding cliche, but until these violations are eliminated, I'm not sure that is really much solace to the families of the miners who are dying.
Ken Ward is a staff writer for the Charleston Gazette. Thanks very much.
Thank you.